My name is Asnakich Thomas. My business is Amaro Gayo Coffee. And we, as a grower, myself and my sister here, we are growers, and we export. The growers export direct. And then, would you like sugar?
No, thank you. Thank you. Can I ask you a question? Why is it so strong? I can't even drink it. It's very strong.
Very strong. It's just this is Yirgacheffe coffee. As you can see, it's from Yirgacheffe, and it's just brewed straight.
And it's dark roasted.
That's why. I have a farm in Amaro, and I am the 9th generation. She's the 10th generation. I came from England. I started off the business. I took over family business, and they will be taking over family business. Now, we train also the farmers. By training, we also give them inputs for them. Like, for example, drying materials such as mesh wire, plastic to cover, nets to spread on. So from 5 farmers, we ended up now 17,000 farmers in my district, in my area. Training the farmers is developing the country. If the farmers are trained, they'll pick the red cherry, and that will make the quality of coffee. And the quality of coffee they make, and the better price they are paid. So they'll be selling it direct, after a while, direct to the consumer. That is what I'm encouraging. I'm sure they're encouraging the same. Here is our fingers and our hands. As you can see, we dig with it.
How did you manage to make this change in your community? Because you say that you started
5.
Small,
mm.
5 farmers, now you have several thousand.
17,000
people. How do you manage and how do you make them change their lives? Because you say that they're producing good quality coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that they are increasing their income.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see change in the community?
Yes, the change in the community starts with one person. If you're going to change the life of 20, you only need one. The 20 you bring, the 20 you put in a big hall, and you train them, you show them, they go back and they say, oh dear, I'm not going to train my coffee because next year that coffee is going to give me a tiny seed and I need to borrow money from here and there, because remember, 85-80% are the poor small farmers in Ethiopia who are producing the backbone of the coffee. So there are only few big, large farmers, the rest are small farmers. To me, developing Ethiopia is developing the farmers.